Larger Than Life by Missing No Rights. Read by Seth, S-E-F. Summary. Daqing still remembers Fu Yuo fondly. There used to be more members of the cat tribe than just Daqing. He couldn't remember their faces, their voices, their names anymore. But deep in his bones, he knew they existed. It wasn't until Lao Zhao traveled back to the past and started to casually talk about the people he met in those ancient times that a memory jostled itself free in Daqing's brain. A lot of memories were awakened like that, with Lao Zhao and Shen Lao She talking about their shared experiences. Times they huddled around campfires, fed him fish, Kunlun sharing his rations with the both of them. Missions out in the wilderness, sneaking around, scouting ahead. It all blurred together for Daqing, snippets of impressions, words, feelings. Mostly they were of these two men and the weird little family unit they formed, always welcoming Daqing, even at his most annoying. Not that Daqing was anything but adorable. They weren't his first family, however. Daqing had been just a kitten during the last days of the Alliance, barely allowed on the battlefield, mostly running errands and scouting ahead in his cat form, rarely engaging in fights. The feeling that he argued long and hard to be allowed to join lingered in his bones still. And then Lao Zhao spoke a name that caused the memories to slot back into place. Fu Yuo, the chief of the Yasho Run back then. More than that, a cat in her own right. His memories of her were few and far between, but the snapshots he remembered told the story of a fine warrior and leader. An impressive, golden-furred feline with dark stripes, marking her a true fighter, claws as sharp as her tongue. She had led the Yasho through the war and beyond into prosperity, but more importantly, she had been a mentor to Daqing. Always had an ear for a young kitten, still finding his place in the world, learning to always land on his paws. One memory stood out in particular. "Cub!" Fu Yuo called out, lightly scolding, and he came. He always came when she called. "Lady Fu?" "You've been neglecting your training," she chided, and Daqing bristled.
"Have not," he pouted, crossing his arms. "I've been practicing plenty."
"How to use your young face to plead for extra scraps of food, yes," Fu Yuo said dryly, arching an eyebrow. "That is not what I mean." And then she transformed from a beautiful, delicate feline into a much bigger, more dangerous form. They did not call her the Tiger Princess for nothing.
"You have the potential,"
Fu Yuo rumbled, voice deeper than before.
"Just cultivate your chi, balance your dark energy, and focus. If you work hard, you too will follow in my footsteps."
Daqing frowned and concentrated. Turning into a cat was as easy as breathing. Turning into a bigger cat. The memory lingered, but he couldn't tell if he'd ever managed it. Daqing squeezed his eyes shut, focusing on his inner core. Dark energy whirled around his gut, weaving through his veins. He dove deeper and deeper, growling in frustration. A low, throaty growl, unlike anything his cat form could muster. Blinking his eyes open, Daqing turned his head to inspect himself. Still the same silky smooth fur, black as midnight. His tail swished behind him,
longer than before, and his paws were mighty, huge, with sharp claws hidden underneath. Dachin walked a slow circle before turning his gaze on Lao Zhao's apartment. He was used to the furniture being different sizes, depending on the form he took. Now it was human-sized, but from a lower perspective, as if he were lying on the couch.
Speaking of which, Dachin leapt gracefully onto the sofa, spreading out on its length. It was just big enough to accommodate him in his newly rediscovered form. Rumbling his satisfaction, Dachin kneaded the cushions and lay down for a nap. After all, the transformation had taken a lot out of him. And if he gave Lao Zhao a bit of a shock when returning home, well, it was always good to remind his human why he should feed Dachin more dried fish. End.